Mother Nature throws a wrench into Week 2 football, with many games delayed or canceled. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by RallyAroundUs.com. More high school sports news after this.
Coaches, are you looking for a simple way to fundraise for uniforms, preseason tournaments, equipment, or anything else? Check out Rally Around Us, an easy-to-use online service that makes fundraising the least of your worries. Athletes can build out contact lists with real-time donation alerts. Your supporters can donate right from their phones. You can build custom campaign pages, and everything flows seamlessly into an easy-to-use dashboard for you as a coach. Get your team started for free at RallyAroundUs.com. After all, no one really wants that cookie dough anyway.
Week 2 of the high school football season was impacted by weather, with storms forcing a number of games to be adjusted. Some moved up their start times to try to get games in, while more than two dozen games were moved to Saturday, and even a few to this Monday. In action that did take place, the state's longest active losing streak came to an end, as Eau Claire North beat La Crosse Logan 20-14, ending a 51-game drought for the Huskies that had dated back to 2015. One of the state's best rivalries is Stratford versus Edgar, and it was another close one between those teams, who finished their game Saturday morning. Stratford got a field goal late in the fourth quarter to down the Wildcats 9-8. In other rivalry games, Homestead converted a fake extra point for a two-point conversion in the final minute to top Arrowhead 23-22. A rivalry 125 years old was rekindled for the first time since 2013 as Nina downed Menasha 35-21. Elsewhere, McGuanago beat Division III's top-ranked team Whitefish Bay 30-7, while Wittenberg-Burnhamwood took down D6 number 2 Iowa Scandinavia 47-16 as quarterback Ben Wesolowski accounted for more than 450 yards of offense. In boys soccer action, Jacob Kidd of Superior was on fire last week, totaling 10 goals and a pair of Spartans wins. This has been a WisSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WisSports.net and search iTunes for the WSN podcast.